Let's bring up the lads from the diabetes football community. A big shout out to Mo, who helped set this up and reached out to connect this up, because I think it's really important we talk about this. So welcome to John, welcome to Callum, and hopefully we'll get Joe on the panel in a minute. Welcome, lads.
Thank you very much. I think I've worked out how to do it. Had to go through my settings and change it all to get microphone permissions. So, oh, it's modern technology.
Absolutely, right. Fun and games on a Monday.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, thank you. Thanks for having us. It'd be good to share our experiences and talk about some of the, well, basically what we've been doing at the last weekend.
Absolutely. Before maybe going into it, it'd be cool maybe. Let's go around you guys. Just a quick introduction of who you are, your connection to diabetes, how long you've had diabetes, and a fun question, what do you go to hypo treatment? Let's start with Joe, then John, and then we'll catch up with Callum as well.
So my name's Joe, and I've been diabetic nearly 9 years now. My dad's type 1, my sister's type 1, so there's a few of us in the family. And my go-to hypo treatment, I'd probably say orange juice, to be fair. It's probably one of my favourites.
Brilliant, brilliant. Do you share each of his hypo treatments when you're low? Like, I guess there's quite a few hypo treatments floating around the house.
Yeah. you can imagine the kitchen gets a bit busy sometimes.
Absolutely. I love it. Do you have your own stashes, your own individual stashes? Like, hey, that's mine.
Do, yeah. Keep off.
Keep off. They're mine. Nice one. What about you, John?
So I've been diabetic for 37 years, I think it is now. So diagnosed quite young. I think it's one of those bizarre ones. I consider myself quite lucky that I've never known any different. My poor mum and dad had to put up with having to deal with everything in the mid-80s onwards, and having to learn to carb count and the horrible big book wherever you went that meant you had to work out how many carbs were in everything without being able to weigh them and what have you. My go-to hypo treatment at the moment is fruit pastels. It varies. Sometimes go for the Lift tablets. Do love the Lift tablets. I think they're very good, getting the blood sugars back up. Every now and then jelly babies. It all depends what's on offer in the supermarkets, though, to be honest, normally.
Yeah, absolutely. And Callum, what about you, my friend?
Yeah, hi there. I'm Callum. I'm 38 years old from Scotland, Kilmarnock in Scotland, actually, in the West Coast. I've been type 1 diabetic now for 17 years diabetic, and I would say my go-to hypo treatment is similar to John. I suppose I'm really into the Lift glucose shots at the moment, so I find them really quite handy. Quite easy, and as we'll come on to, kind of when playing football, really easy to grab and go, and also during any nighttime hypos, I suppose it's just a quick fix, and it's just a quick drink. So yeah, at the moment I would say I'm into the Lift glucose shots at the moment.
Nice one, guys. So that's a little introduction to you guys. John, would you maybe just explain a little bit about the diabetes football community, how it started, when it started, and the reason why it was started, really?
Yeah, so it was started back in 2018, I think it was, by a guy, so some of you will be familiar with him, a guy called Chris Brown. Many of us sort of grew up loving sport, loving football, and realised that there wasn't necessarily the research out there about diabetics, but actually, as I think most of us have got together, have sort of realised that you grew up, you played football and never knew any other diabetics. And especially for a group of blokes who, I mean, without being stereotypical, we don't like to chat about things like that. So you hid it. And actually, then it's just grown from there. So I met Chris, I think it was later that year. I saw he put something on Twitter and got in touch with him. And it was, I think the it wasn't, I think it was just called Football and Diabetes or something like that originally. And I just got in touch with him saying, oh, like the idea, like the sound of it. And before you know it, he'd invited me to go for a coffee with him. And then met him for coffee thinking, oh, it'd be good. Just hear a little bit more about it. Left the meeting with him with about 15 things written down that he wanted me to do and sort of get on board. But it was,
good old
yeah, Chris. Oh yeah. I think everyone that's encountered Chris knows that he's very good at sort of sucking you in and then going, you leave and go, oh, he's actually, I've told him I'm coming on board. I've told him I'm going to do all this. But the thing, like we joke about it, but without him, none of this would have been possible. And I joke with him going sort of like one man's dream. And there's thousands of people that have bought into it, whether that's on social media, whether it's through donating, whether it's through coming along to the sessions. We've recently set up a parents and carers. We started off with doing it as a WhatsApp group, and I think we're up to about 90 people in it now. And we've had our first ever session for the children or youngsters come along to, and I think the ages range from about 7 to 14. And we've got the women's team going now, but they've had their first game. And the big thing is, you go, do you know what? Everyone here loves football and is a type 1 diabetic. So sort of bringing everyone together like that, it's an absolutely incredible thing. And that thing of going, when you're sat in the changing room before a game, whereas if you're not with anyone else, you might sometimes be a bit shy about doing your checking your levels or having to have a swig of Lucozade or something like that, or even inject sometimes if you're a bit high. The bit where you're all doing it and you're all sort of joking about your levels and who's the highest, who's the lowest, what are you playing at? It just sort of normalizes what for so many people has been a difficult thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's bring in Joe and Callum in as well. Like, what do you guys think of the group, and what do you guys get out of it from your point?
I mean, for me, so being diabetic nearly 9 years, I spent a very long time neglecting my condition, feeling almost like an outcast and a bit different to, you know, all of my friends and all that sort of thing, and, you know, my work colleagues. And it wasn't until I messaged TDFC on Instagram towards the end of 2021. And I went along to sessions and I met other diabetics. And for me, especially that first time, just being around people and feeling normal, feeling like I'm not being stared at, looked at, questioned.
Yeah.
And just feeling a sense of belonging. And ever since then, you know, it's a great bunch of people who want to help each other, want to help each other grow and learn and educate. It's just fantastic. It's like I said, it's a sense of belonging, which is helps me keep on top of myself and you know, which is what we need.
Absolutely, mate. Thank you for sharing. And Callum?
Yeah, I just found the whole TDFC thing amazing, especially if I was to think more about the football side. I never actually thought I would get to represent my country in any sort of way, especially when it came to football. And then when you see TDFC and what they can offer, it was just absolutely an amazing opportunity to meet all the guys as well. It was just incredible.
Absolutely. I guess like you say, guys, you want to play football and now you're in a team that you're able to normalize your diabetes. You can connect with people that really understand and can help you guys. And then you guys are like representing the UK in fantastic competitions, the European Futsal Championship that was in Poland this time round. Would you like to share a little bit about that and how you got on
so basically we had trial dates down in Birmingham and there was one in Bristol as well, and then after that we managed to pull a squad together of all type 1 diabetics. So after doing that we there was 13 of us in total, including John the coach, and we headed out to Poland I won't even try to pronounce where we were. But in Poland, it was just southwest of Warsaw. So we were out there, and basically, I was against all other type 1 diabetics from their countries as well. Yeah. So there was two groups of countries. Our group consisted of Group A. So we had Croatia and Portugal, Bulgaria and North Macedonia. When that group was drawn, the chat in our own group chat wasn't very positive because we thought Croatia and Portugal were going to be basically the favourites. We're absolutely delighted with how we've gone. I'll come on to that in a wee second. Group B, they were diabetic teams from or the diabetic countries of Ireland, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary. So all in all, we were up against four teams in our group. Our first game was against Bulgaria, and we managed to win that one 2-0. I managed to score the first goal of our tournament as well. And at that point,
I was about to say, I've done some research, and that's what came up. I bet that was a nice one to get the first goal of the tournament.
It was an amazing, absolutely amazing feeling. So it was the game straight after we had actually sang the national anthem. So there was a real amazing amount of pride kicking about, and we knew who was at home watching, and so many people cheering us on in the diabetic community as well. And then to score that first goal, I think I actually just lost myself for the 10 seconds after I'd scored. I wasn't quite sure what to do, but it was just an amazing moment. I think it's a moment I'll actually never ever forget. Scoring for the UK, scoring for Great Britain. It was an amazing feeling. So we went through
and isn't there a video, Callum, that goes with it as well, that from back home you got to
talk
about?
That's right. So I'm a school teacher in a local school. The boys that were supposed to be teaching during that period were all actually given the opportunity to watch the match as it was live on YouTube. So one of the teachers has filmed them just randomly, just filming a part of the game to show me all these 32 pupils were watching the match. And when the ball gets played to me wide, and I then shoot and score, the whole of the classroom all jump up in celebration and all get into a big huddle, jumping up and down as if they were at a Champions League football match. It's an amazing video, and I've never seen, I suppose, anything quite like that.
That's just ace, isn't it? It's just great to see that the guys in your class are so supportive. And I bet when they saw you back at school, they're like, sir, that was just ace. That was just great. And it's nice to share that experience with them guys.
Totally. I've
never
had as many fist pumps ever since coming back to the school. It's just been an amazing feeling. I'll maybe just finish with one more game, and then I'll let the other guys maybe tell you a little bit more about the tournament. But we played Portugal next, who were supposed to be one of the favourite teams, and the boys actually, we went out and beat them 4-0. We played so well. It was down to the likes of John and Chris, who had organised us so well against a top class team, and everybody really put an amazing shift in against Portugal, and we ended up beating them 4-0, and I think that sent some shockwaves around the dire Euros. I'm sure that scoreline was getting texted about and some videos sent around of that. With some just amazing goals getting scored as well. Toby scored our first goal. It was just, we'll all be saying goal of the tournament. Just an amazing, amazing finish. So yeah, so that was our first two games, Bulgaria and Portugal, and we managed to win them both. So we were off to an amazing start at that point.
Brilliant stuff. What happened next then, Joe?
So after Portugal, we faced North Macedonia. And once again, I mean, we went out confident. It was a great game. We knew that if we won that, we'd secure a place to the semi-finals. The lads absolutely smashed it, and we ended up winning. So we secured our place in the semi-finals, which, you know, for the team and for the people who's been there for a few years, it's the furthest the UK have got. So, you know, for everybody, we was over the moon. We then faced Croatia, again, one of the favourites in our final group game. But for us, it was a bit like, you know, we've already secured a place in the semi-finals. Whatever happens, happens. And unfortunately, we lost that game 2-0. So then we moved on to the semi-finals. And we faced Hungary, which were a brilliant side. I mean, they was very organised, very fast. I mean, they've put the work in and they've trained hard. So we lost that, unfortunately, which meant we had to wait to the following day to play in the playoffs for
fourth place
and third place. Yeah, which again was Croatia actually. So it was a rematch.
Yes.
And for me, it was brilliant because that's where I scored my goal, which for me, similar to Cal, I mean, it was, you get goosebumps and you have 10 seconds of like, oh my God, what's just happened sort of thing.
You're like, oh my God, I'm actually in Poland. We're in the third game here. I've just scored that goal. Wow. Like, must be so proud moment.
I looked up and I saw the ball go into the net, and I instantly, looking back at the videos, I instantly went running back to my teammates to celebrate. And then I looked over at the subs bench and John, the coach on the side, and I could see them all smiling and clapping. And for me, I was like, wow, okay, I can probably come off the pitch now because I've done my part. unfortunately, we lost that game. I believe it was 7-2 in the end. And then, John, if you want to talk about your game afterwards.
I mean, I don't know if people really want to hear about that game, do they? I'd say I not, because they were an odd number of teams. North Macedonia, they were playing an invitational game. And we had to, every country had to nominate one or two people to do it. But because we'd had our game just before, we'd spoken to a couple of the lads about playing and said, look, we've got our game just before, so it's up to you if you want to play, or you might just want to be with the lads because we're either going to have come third or fourth. So, I ended up playing in that, and just to complete the hat trick, I scored as well.
Nice one, John. Win-win. And like you say, guys, like it was amazing you guys having the opportunity to go out there and represent the UK and go the furthest that the UK have achieved. That's a massive achievement, and I'm sure you look forward to the future, the years ahead, and what can continue to happen for the diabetes football community. I caught with Chris on the weekend, and we were talking about women's football and how maybe in the future them guys will be represented, and how cool that would be. John, maybe just to sort of finish, and I will have a final thought, is as the coach and as the manager, what was your thoughts then, like seeing the lads on their massive achievement, working, training, putting everything into it, getting to that third, first, fourth game, and then finishing fourth, and then I've seen the videos of you guys on the podium. It must be a very proud moment. And then I guess seeing all the text messages on WhatsApp and all that and off all your families, you must be really proud of the team, of the lads.
It's one of those that when you come back and people go, or how did it go, how did you get on, or you're getting messages, you actually think like you can't put it into words, you can't describe that feeling of knowing that like that these 12 lads that have come away and with varying degrees of futsal experience have, like, if I'm honest, at the start of the tournament, I sat down with Chris and we were sort of talking, going, do you know what? Sixth should be minimum of where we're heading. Fifth would be incredible, but I don't think we'll get beyond that. And then we sort of changed around the game plan a bit with the Portugal game, and sort of we watched them earlier and thought, do you know what? I think we probably can win it, but the lads were absolutely incredible. But I think, as well as getting that fourth place, just the way that they bonded, some of these lads had only met each other at training sessions, and yeah, you're in the WhatsApp group giving each other a bit of stick and joking, and then the serious conversations as well. But the support that the lads give each other as well, like checking, like if they see someone's blood sugar's low, or if they're high, and just sort of, yeah, just looking out for each other, but just normalizing diabetes. You got people in the middle of a restaurant sort of lifting up their tops, doing their injections, and other people around sort of looking, but everyone around that table is going, yeah, do you know what, I've been in that position, we all do that, testing blood sugars and what have you. And it just that moment where you're all sat doing it, and for so many years, for so many people sort of feeling the odd one out doing it just normalizes absolutely every single part of it. And I think for a lot of the lads, like of the 13 of us that went, I think there was only five of us that had ever been before So it was, for a lot of them, the first time away with other diabetics. That thing of going, yeah, do you know what? It's an incredible feat being able to do that. Go away, represent your country in a sporting event when you thought diabetes would hold you back. But just that knowing that every single one of those lads has gone away and done it, and not just done the country proud, but done their condition proud as well. And I know that Joe actually got tips on, I hope he doesn't mind me saying, but on his injecting, and it's made a big difference to him. He's been sharing that in the group, and you think, actually, do you know what? If it wasn't for this, he wouldn't have got that. And people starting to make sure, do you know what? I need to get my levels down. Other people are around at this. I want to get down to that. And yeah, just the inspiration that every one of those lads is for everyone else in the group is incredible.
That's absolutely amazing, John. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so motivational and everything that the community is doing. And we look forward to seeing how it continues to evolve with the women's side and the children's side as well. So a big well done to you guys on the amazing achievement in the Dire Euros. Thank you so much, Joe, John and Callum, for coming on tonight and sharing your experiences, but normalizing diabetes, saying that, look, you can do these things, and yeah, go for it. And like I said, very proud moments for all you guys. Was there any final comments you wanted to add this mini sort of chat? We'll definitely have to do a longer chat in the future with you guys and any of the other lads that want to come on. But was there any final comments you wanted to mention?
So the only thing I'd mention was, John was mentioning there about how it was normalising diabetes. We're actually sharing a hotel with Hungary, Poland, ourselves and Slovakia. And, you know, it was just amazing to see the amount of different diabetes equipment, insulin pumps, manual tests out in display. Everybody's got their own setup, and I suppose it was just amazing. As much as the football was amazing, the whole tech side and the whole actual medication everybody uses, it was just incredible to see what everyone's using around the world. So both the football and the diabetes was just an amazing experience. So thanks very much for having us on to discuss.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so much. And how can people maybe give you a follow? Where can they check your social medias out? Where can they check your website and stuff? How can they follow along, watch along, or get involved?
So I think Joe has recently taken over our social media. So he's a bit of the social media guru now. So we're on TikTok, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. There's a website, thediabetesfootballcommunity.com. So you can find us there. The Twitter handle is at TDFCDiabetes. But yeah, just find us on any one of those. We've got different people who sort of run each of the accounts. So someone will be able to get back to you. If you want to just join the WhatsApp group that we've got, we can add you into the WhatsApp group where you can sort of be as active or inactive as you want. And we love to see anyone coming along to any of the sessions. Hopefully the next one will be September time. And you don't have to have played futsal before, you don't have to play much football, but it's as much about the meeting the other diabetics as it is the playing the sport.
Absolutely top class, guys. Thank you so much for
thanks for having us along.
Absolute pleasure, and good luck with the rest of the future and what comes up with you guys. And we'll definitely catch up again and talk more.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow, guys. Tony, let's bring you in. A fantastic achievement. Before we do our guest speaker chat with Lachlan and Leslie, a fantastic achievement for the lads at the Diabetes Football Community representing the UK. Just normal guys like us, and going over with huge huge passion and normalizing diabetes. And it's just great hearing about connecting with other diabetics around the world and seeing all the tech And then like Joe coming away of learning new things, like, it's really inspiring, isn't it, Tony?
Oh yes, absolutely brilliant. I mean, you think about, you know, the types of things. It's not even just, you know, the sport and all the positive aspects that has, both, you know, physically and mentally, but then you've got all the sort of diabetes things added on top, like what they were saying at the end there about like seeing the tech from around the world and stuff like that. I mean, you don't really think about these things too much. So yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. It's such a great achievement to have something like that set up.